the Christians who are, I think they are pious because they don't know what Islam is, the true reality.
Right.
And they are believing it, and they may or may not be experienced by spiritually treated by God, as they say that Jesus came to them and they had conversation, this and that. That is, what I believed is that it is because they don't know Islam, and that might happen. And now if, for instance, that person is conveyed by the true reality, true message of Islam, should that experience or treatment by of God stop, or...
Which treatment of God?
For instance, as they say...
If they believe in Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, and see they see Him in vain, how can you attribute this word to a sonless, childless God? He has no child. And they attribute Godhood to an imaginary figure, that is Jesus Christ. The one who is supposed to be Son of God, he is just an imaginary figure. No Son of God ever existed. So they believe in an imaginary thing. And how can you believe that Allah Himself saw to it that that imaginary person appears to Him on His behalf? So this vision has no relationship with God. It is a different phenomenon altogether. And that phenomena is the phenomena of illusions. There is an illusory world which man sometimes sees from time to time, and it is very similar to Kushuf. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has written a book, Haqiqatul Wahi, and also in other books he has mentioned this subject, spoken on this subject, or written on this subject, and he distinguishes very clearly between the ordinary human phenomena of seeing visions and imagining things, and the phenomena which is revealed by God. Now please sit down, I'll explain something else as well now. The most important thing for an Ahmadi to understand is this, that let's suppose Allah wanted to speak to human beings and established some type of contact with human beings, being a perfect God, being a perfect being, so orderly in His creation, it is impossible for us to conceive that He would not create some machinery in the mind of man to be responsive to Allah's approach to him. He must provide man with some machinery which would enable him to come into contact with God. So that machinery is already there in our minds and in our hearts. That is the machinery which gets activated normally and begins to see visions and dreams. But those ordinary dreams are distinctly different from the dreams shown by the God, by God, when this machinery is completely taken over by Allah's forces. So machinery had to be there. This is why you see visions and dreams apart from the religious phenomena. So, but that is like a radio station in which a radio station sends definite messages, and they cannot be received without a radio set. Now, if one particular government has established a radio station, and some people are having radio sets to receive that particular station, it may happen that occasionally they receive some other calls from some other radio stations as well, for which they were not intended. So this is a phenomena which is not only accepted by the Holy Quran, but is mentioned in so many words, that some people are taken over by Satans and they breathe into them like wahi. So if the machinery was not there, how could Satan take over and breathe into somebody something? So that positively establishes that not only the machinery has been provided to man, But it can be activated without ilham and without a message from God. And again, we know the reference in the Holy Quran in Surah Yusuf about azghasu ahlam. What are azghasu ahlam? The dreams of one's own psychic phenomena. So all these things should be understood fully before you begin to debate this issue with the non-Muslims. You must accept that there is an ordinary phenomena provided by God which gets activated from time to time, but not necessarily in contact with Allah. When it comes into contact with Allah, then it produces very special things. They have their own stem. Now you can again refer back to the illustration of a radio station and a radio set. A radio set can receive 101 radio stations. So it doesn't mean that there is such a confusion now that nobody can ever know what BBC is and when BBC speaks. When the BBC comes into action, is begun to be received by a radio set, then BBC tells itself what it is. It has its own clear signs, it has its own style and everything. So how can you imagine that God has no style, no stem, and he would be confused with Satan and other things? Only those who have had the experience, they can tell what is the voice of God, how it speaks, what signs it carries, what positive proof it has. And Hazrat Masih Maud as a man of experience, has written indeed such detail that he has written such a big book. So instead of asking this question casually in a short session like this, Ahmadis should first go through these books where Hazrat Masih Maud has dealt with the subject in such detail that he has not left even the finest point compared with every possible situation. So you better start reading the books of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam.